From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Smokers pay 39 cents in federal taxes for every pack of cigarettes they buy. And now Congress is thinking about raising that to a dollar. The extra money would help the government pay for expanded health care for low-income children. A new study suggests the tax hike might have some other benefits as well. And Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to tell us, Amy, what those benefits might be.
Well, USA Today looked at states that have raised cigarette taxes in recent years. Most states have, actually. And the paper found that smoking rates have declined significantly in states with higher taxes. The bigger the tax increase, the bigger the decline. 5 years ago, for example, Connecticut raised its tax by more than a dollar to $1.51 a pack. And since then, cigarette consumption has dropped by 37%. Meanwhile, South Carolina has had the lowest tax in the country, just 7% for the last 30 years. And smoking has declined just 5% in that state since 2000. The USA Today analysis backs up other studies that have shown that a 10% increase in the cost of cigarettes can reduce smoking by as much as 10%, depending on the age group. And teenagers and young adults especially respond to these tax increases.
And I suppose those are the groups that anti-smoking advocates would most like to see not smoke. So that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Michael Goodman teaches economics at the City University of New York and has studied the effect of taxes on smoking rates. He says going after teens is a great way to stop smoking before it becomes a lifelong habit.
Most people who start to smoke are going to begin to smoke by the age of 18 or 19 or so. So preventing teenagers and young adults from smoking is perhaps the most effective way to curtail it in all segments of the population.
And Goodman points out that higher cigarette taxes not only appear to reduce the number of cigarettes that people smoke, but also the number of people who smoke.
What do tobacco companies say about this?
Well, of course, they're not very happy about it. Obviously, sales decrease. But another problem that some see is the disproportionate effect on low-income people, because more of them tend to smoke than in higher-income populations. And others say it might actually reduce tax revenues for states, precisely because people won't be buying as many cigarettes. As you mentioned, this tax increase is part of a bill to expand a government health care program for low-income children. The Senate and House have each passed different versions of it, but President Bush has actually threatened to veto this bill because he'd prefer to limit the government's role in health care.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.